Welcome to English for You. I'm Emily.
And I'm Elsie.
So yesterday we learned about crowdfunding, how it works, and even how the famous Statue of Liberty in New York in the U.S. was a crowdfunded project.
That's right. It's a little surprising though, right, isn't it? That crowdfunding campaign was run in a newspaper by a publisher. What do you think, Emily? If you had a project you wanted crowdfunding for, would you rely on spreading information about it in a newspaper?
Well, today, no. I think there are faster ways to reach a large number of people, like through the internet, which many people use multiple times throughout the day. How about you, Elsie?
Yeah, I agree with you. And using Facebook, Line, or any other social networks to spread the information is really fast.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Today, we're actually going to continue by learning about how the crowdfunding projects are different today than when they were used in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to learn about how some popular crowdfunding campaigns work.
Sounds great. Let's start our article now to learn all about it in today's English for You article.
Reading.
The rise of crowdfunding. Crowdfunding has changed a lot since the days of the late 19th century. It has largely transitioned to the internet. The first crowdfunding websites in the U.S. started to appear in 2009. A popular example is Kickstarter. The way it works is pretty simple. Someone with an idea can put their proposal online, and the internet users can decide if the idea is worth supporting. When people choose to fund an idea on Kickstarter, it is essentially the market giving the thumbs up. There are some problems with this kind of crowdfunding model, though. First, there's no real legal oversight. Second, there's no way to be sure that those who receive funding will do what they proposed. However, a crowdfunding site in Taiwan called Flying V has taken steps to fix these problems. Not only do they sign contracts with people who put up projects, but they also check on their progress regularly. As crowdfunding becomes increasingly sophisticated, more and more people's dreams will become a reality.
So our article begins by saying crowdfunding has changed a lot since the days of the late 19th century. Just like Elsie and I discussed earlier when we were talking about the best ways to reach people today, our article says it has largely transitioned to the internet. And we see this word transition. A transition happens when something changes from one position or state or stage to another.
Transition 就是转变的意思啦。文章当中啊，用到现在完成式，代表的是呢 ，crowdfunding 从过去到现在的转变。Our article continues. The first crowdfunding websites in the U.S. started to appear in 2009. A popular example is Kickstarter. The way it works is pretty simple.
That's right. Our article says someone with an idea can put their proposal online, and internet users can decide if the idea is worth supporting.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at our vocabulary word proposal. It's a noun, and it's spelled P-R-O-P-O-S-A-L, proposal, and it's a plan that a person or a company suggests to others for consideration. So, for example, we can say, my boss didn't like my latest proposal for how to improve the company.
Mm-hmm. Proposal 是一个名词，在文章当中啊，是提案的意思。另外 ，proposal 也可以代表求婚哦。For example, Tim made a proposal to Lily, but he failed. Tim 向 Lily 求婚，可是他却失败了。Poor Tim. Anyway, 不管是提案或是求婚，动词用的都是 propose, P-R-O-P-O-S-E, propose.Okay, returning to our article, we learned that when people choose to fund an idea on Kickstarter, it is essentially the market giving the thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. And essentially is similar in meaning to the word basically. So when we say the market essentially gives something the thumbs up, we mean that consumers who make up the market are basically giving an idea the thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. Essentially, 基本上、本质上。当人们选择在 Kickstarter 这个网站上面做资助或捐助的动作的时候呢，就是代表这些人觉得、网站上的 ideas 很棒 ，so they give thumbs up to it.、
Mm-hmm.
To give somebody or something a thumbs up is today's shortcut for you. So let's take a break and watch our clip.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, I'm all ready to go.
Yeah, we're going to have a great trip. I'm glad your mom let you come.
Me too. She just gave me the thumbs up last night.
She did what to you?
To give the thumbs up means to accept or approve of something.
Okay, so to give the thumbs up,means 赞同
You got it. So how long will we be camping?
Camping? I didn't give the thumbs up to that idea. We are staying in a hotel.
Okay. Welcome back. We just covered how to give something the thumbs up means to show that we approve of or accept something. So continuing with our article, we see thatThere are some problems with this kind of crowdfunding model, though.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at what model means. It's a noun, and it's spelled M-O-D-E-L, model. And here, we aren't talking about fashion models. Instead, we're referring to the style or design of a particular product. So when we say there are some problems with a crowdfunding model,Like Kickstarter, yes, we mean the design of it could still be better or improved. In an example sentence, we could say the successful company's business model has been copied by many smaller companies who are trying to increase profits.
Mm-hmm. Model 可以是模特儿、模型或是雏形的意思，在文章当中指的是这个 crowdfunding 的雏形啊，其实会有一些这个问题 One problem the article talks about is that first, there is no real legal oversight.
That's right. And when we use the word legal,、mm-hmm. which is an adjective spelled L-E-G-A-L, legal, we mean、when something is permitted by law. For example, in an example sentence, we can say, stopping at a red light is a legal act.、
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, when a car runs through a red light, it's an illegal act.So in our article, when we say that crowdfunding doesn't have any real legal oversight, we are warning that there is no one to enforce whether or not the people or companies using crowdfunding platforms are really following the law. That's a pretty serious problem.
That surely is a very serious problem.、Mm. Legal 是合法的，非法的呢，我们就可以说 illegal. 在 legal 的字首加上 il 就可以了 ，illegal 非法的。Oversight 在文章当中啊，指的是监督的意思。像 Kickstarter 这样的平台呢，其实没有 legal oversight， 也就是没有法律上的监督。
And that's right.、Mm-hmm. In the article, the word oversight is used to mean to watch something with care. So unfortunately, if a crowdfunding platform lacks any real legal oversight, that means no one is watching to make sure the company or person collecting money from donors、mm. is following the law with how they use it.
So are there any other problems? I think our article explains this further by saying, the second problem, there's no way to be sure that those who receive funding will do what they proposed, just like what you said.
Yes, but our article also has some good news about this problem. Oh, good. It says, however, a crowdfunding site in Taiwan called Flying V has taken steps to fix these problems.And to take steps means to take action to do something. For example, since there are some problems with many crowdfunding sites, Flying V has done something or taken steps to achieve their goal of fixing these problems.
Mm-hmm. So to take steps to do something means to take actions to do something, 也就是开始着手做某事情。So Flying V, a crowdfunding website, has begun to deal with the problems the article has mentioned. Next, our article continues, not only do they sign contracts with people who put up projects, but they also check on their progress regularly.
Mm-hmm.
The steps they have taken are really important.
That's right. Mm. Okay, first let's look at the grammar point here, not only, but also.
Mm-hmm.
When we use this grammar point, we are actually just saying that a person or thing does or has one thing as well as another thing. So for example, if I say, not only does Rachel sing well, but she also dances well too.I mean that in addition to singing well, she also dances well.
Mm-hmm.
So not only does she do one thing well, but also the other. So Flying V signs contracts with people who put up projects as well as checks on their progress.
Not only A, but also B, 不仅有 A, 还有 B. Not only 后面呢、啊、如果要加一个完整的句子的话呢必须做倒装的动作 Like what Emily just said, not only does Rachel sing well, but she also dances well. 注意哦，因为要倒装啊，所以 not only 后面呢，在我们文章当中呢，看到的是接了一个助动词 does, 再接上主词，然后来说完成这个句子。So one thing that Flying V does is to sign contracts with people who put up projects.
And yes, contracts, that's a noun, and it spells C-O-N-T-R-A-C-T-S, contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an agreement between two or more parties that is enforced by law. So many businesses will have contracts with other companies. Many adults also sign a contract with their boss when mm-hmm. they are hired. In an example sentence, we can say that when the company broke their contract, they had to pay the other company a large fine.
Contract, 合约 sign contracts, 签署合约
Yes, and here we're using the phrase to put up something to mean to post something in a specific public space. For example, the people who are putting up projects they need crowdfunding for are posting them where other people can learn information about them、
mm-hmm.
and hopefully donate money to help the people behind the idea.
Right, put up 就是张贴的意思啦Flying V is really trying to make crowdfunding platforms better for、mm-hmm. everyone who donates and gets involved with them. We learned that not only do they sign contracts with people who put up projects, but they also check on their progress regularly.
That's right. And to check on something means to make sure that a certain thing is okay or satisfactory.、
Mm-hmm.
In this case, again, that the person or company who put up an idea in hopes of getting crowdfunded is actually doing what they say they will do with the money and putting it toward their product or plan.
To check on something 就是检查某事物的意思。Flying V also checks on their progress regularly.
Well, we covered our grammar points, but let's look at our vocab word. Here we see progress.
Mm-hmm.
It's a noun and it's spelled P-R-O-G-R-E-S-S. And it's the movement toward a goal or a higher state or stage.In an example sentence, we can say, the teacher went over the students' progress with them before the end of the year.
Progress 是进度、进展的意思。When somebody is making progress, 代表这个人、啊、正在进步。So finally, our article ends by saying, as crowdfunding becomes increasingly sophisticated, more and more people's dreams will become a reality.
That's right. And sophisticated is just a way to describe something that is affected by experience and education.So something sophisticated may seem like a very smart idea,、
mm-hmm.
for example, that an experienced CEO might have.、
Mm-hmm. Sophisticated 就是高度发展的,有经验的。With the development of crowdfunding, there will be more and more people that can make their dreams become a reality.
That's right, and when a dream becomes a reality, it just means that it finally is achieved and happens in real life.
Yeah, they can finally make their dreams come true, and that is the end of today's article.
That's right, stay tuned for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Today's For You Chat question is, would you ever donate to a crowdfunding campaign? Why or why not? Again, we have a lot to think about with this question because, as we mentioned yesterday, there are so many crowdfunding products or projects that you could contribute to. How would you answer this question, Elsie?
I would like your help with good projects, ideas, or even products, of course. However, before I donate anything, I would do research on them.
That's such a good idea.
I only donate money or things after I fully understand what the projects or the products are like. I'm afraid of the risks that the article has mentioned, right?
Yeah.
Because there are nobody watching the website, something like that.
Yes.
So how about you, Emily?
Yeah, exactly like you said, Elsie, I'm a little worried about projects or products that have no real legal oversight. That means I'm not sure if they're going to follow the law.
Right.
So for me, even though I think the idea is amazing, I don't think I would donate money to a crowdfunding project anytime soon. I would be nervous that a project would run out of money and never fully achieved what I hoped it would. I would also be worried about putting money into a crowdfunding platform that wasn't regulated, as we said before.
Yeah.
That's a huge risk.
They might just grab your money and run away.
I know. Again, I think it is a great idea, but not something I want to do anytime soon unless I feel really good and safe about where my money is going and what it's being used for.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yes.
We certainly have a lot to think about after learning more about crowdfunding in our 2 days articles.
Yes, and again, we learned about Flying V, a great Taiwanese site that again follows the law. And as Elsie said, we also have the opportunity to research a product or plan.
Yes.
So those are steps you can take if you're interested.
And
again, that's all the time we have for today. So until next time, I'm Emily.
I'm Elsie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The rise of crowdfunding. Crowdfunding has changed a lot since the days of the late 19th century. It has largely transitioned to the internet. The first crowdfunding websites in the U.S. started to appear in 2009. A popular example is Kickstarter. The way it works is pretty simple. Someone with an idea can put their proposal online, and the internet users can decide if the idea is worth supporting. When people choose to fund an idea on Kickstarter, it is essentially the market giving the thumbs up. There are some problems with this kind of crowdfunding model, though. First, there's no real legal oversight. Second, there's no way to be sure that those who receive funding will do what they proposed. However, a crowdfunding site in Taiwan called Flying V has taken steps to fix these problems. Not only do they sign contracts with people who put up projects, but they also check on their progress regularly. As crowdfunding becomes increasingly sophisticated, more and more people's dreams will become a reality.
Vocabulary Review. Proposal. The CEO looked over Seth's proposal and decided it was the best plan for the company. Model. This kindergarten's interesting new teaching system might be used as a model for all schools. Legal. The police officer suggested a good lawyer to help the man with his legal problems. Contract. Before you sign the contract for that new job, read it very carefully. Progress. The teacher called Jenny's parents to discuss their daughter's progress in math class.